Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been celebrating 666 shows. That's a lot. It's a whole heck of a lot, actually. And as such, you know, we've been looking at Demons and Devil and got to talk about Hellboy. And after talking about Hellboy yesterday, I actually went on Comixology. They had a Dark Horse sale. It may still be going. And it's all half off. So they had the Hellboy Omnibus Volume 1 for like $7. That's a no-brainer right there. That's a for sure buy, if you ask me. And, well, you didn't, but I did buy it. So today, I was trying to figure out what to talk about today. And, you know, there's been I thought about looking at the devil through all history and, you know, you could break it down with, like, absolute dualism and mitigated dualism, and if good and evil are the same, or if they are inherently different, and how that all works. And that became a rabbit hole that my brain is still recovering from. There's a lot to talk about there. And if you want to, totally, just email me, and we'll talk about it. But as far as, you know, trying to fit it into a 7 to 10 minute show, wasn't going to happen. So then I thought, well, you know, I'll break down all the different religions and their views and everything. I honestly just don't feel comfortable enough or well-versed enough in the majority of them to speak to them, you know. Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, stuff like that, I don't know their belief structures that well, and I would just be reading it off Wikipedia and probably mispronouncing a bunch of names, and, you know, I don't want to do that. It's just not, you know, I don't want to be seen as bad or evil or anything. So the only one that I feel like I could even talk about when looking at the history of the devil and what it is and everything would be in Christianity. And the devil in Christianity is an interesting take. One thing that they all do share that, you know, I can't speak to this, is usually there is some seeds of good or truth or something in the lore of the devil. You know, whether he's a cast out angel or he is, you know, brothers or something with the good deity, or even the same aspects of the good deity, there's always something there that they do. And I think part of that is that way, you know, when the devil tries to tempt somebody or, you know, tries to seem appealing to the good aspects, it's that, you know, there's seed of doubt in there, and he'd be like, well, you know, he does have knowledge on this and background, and I don't know. But in Christian teachings, there, you know, the devil was originally an angel, and supposedly it was like the most beautiful angel and one of God's favorites and everything, and got to the point where the devil was like, hey, you know, I should be kind of running this. I'm a good guy. I should have more power and do more things, and developed a following. Other angels, you know, were like, hey, yeah, you know, you're right. You know, we want to support you and we want to go with you and everything. And so then you had Lucifer was his name before Satan or the devil or anything like that. Lucifer, the Morning Star. You know, there are people, these angels decided to follow him. And there's this big war in heaven, a big holy war, good versus evil. It was 2v1, really, according to scripture. Like, there, a third of the angels went with Lucifer and supported him and everything. And they lost and were cast out of heaven into the fire lake, into hell, into the pit. There's depending on the translation and the writer and everything, there's different things, which is another bad thing, because, you know, a lot of these things that we believe, and again, this goes for pretty much all religions, they've been handed down over time and lost in translation. I always use the example of how in the Greek and Latin and stuff that the Bible was written in, there were three different words for love. You know, you had like, hey bro, love. You had like love to your family, and you had like unforgiving love. And in today's, you know, modern English, that we just, it's love across the board. You know, I love you, man, is the same love that you have for your spouse, you know, and everything, or your dog, or whatever. And, you know, I think there's a certain beauty loss there, but that's, we can get into languages some other day, and we probably will. But, so, cast out, and goes on to, you know, vow revenge. And a lot of people think, like, the devil hates humanity. And that's partially true. The devil hates all creation, everything that God created after the angels, because he feels like, like in Dogma, you know, they make the points of, you know, angels were perfect and everything was good, but then God created all these lesser beings who are flawed and have all these problems, you know, and devotes all his attention to that, and, you know, why should he? And that was Lucifer's argument. And then as you go, you know, throughout the Old Testament, you know, it starts off with Adam and Eve, and there's, you know, the Satan becomes a snake to tempt Eve with the forbidden fruit, and then she gets it and then gives it to Adam, and boom. That's how in Christian theology that sin was first created. And from that point on, you know, the devil is constantly showing up, trying to tempt people. Even in the New Testament, he tries to tempt Jesus, the Son of God, to not go for his cause and, you know, just kind of do his own thing and everything, you know. In this, the temptation of Christ is, I hate to say story arc, but it's kind of the story arc of that point. And there, it's really, you know, an interesting story to look at. You can watch Scorsese's version of it if you want to. And ultimately, Satan doesn't win that battle, so he goes to Judas and convinces Judas to betray Jesus and all these things. And then when you get to Revelation, the end of the story, with the rapture and everything, you have the great demon or the dragon, the serpent, you know, a lot of these different descriptions of who the devil is. And it really kind of transfers, because you hear some of these descriptions and it makes, you know, you really can put that visual there with it, of, it's like this evil looking girl. But like I said, when he appears to people, he's handsome and charming, and just like we see, you know, like we talked about in TV and movies, that's how he does his shtick and that's how it works. But in his true form, according to the text and stuff, he's, you know, goat's head and cloven feet and just ugly, ugly, ugly being. And that's as a result of when he, you know, supposedly he's as ugly as he was beautiful before the fall. So, you know, as a just extra slap after being cast out. And that's the super, super cliff notes version of the story of Lucifer and Satan in the Christian Bible. Let me know, like, if you have other religious views and stuff, I would love to hear about them. You know, drop me a line, email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to learn about other cultures and things like that. You can also hit us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. And when I say we, it's all the shows on the network. So if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get DC Animated Adventures for a limited time. They're moving to their own RSS feed here in a couple of weeks. But we'll still talk about them and plug them. And you'll also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. So lots of good things going on all over the network. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.